Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Did you get enough magnesium? Did you take your multivitamin? These are some of the questions that women have. But where do they find the answers? Well, today you're going to find those answers. Today, joining me is registered dietitian Andrea Jobs, and we are going to talk about nutrients that all women need. Andrea, how are you today?
Great. How are you, Jay? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Andrea, you walk down any aisle, whether it's at the drugstore or the supermarket, and there are an enormous amounts of vitamins and minerals. They're plastered all over food labels, and it's so confusing. It's confusing for myself, but it's so confusing for women. I'm sorry, go on.
No, it absolutely is so incredibly confusing. There are so many supplements out there, and one of my favorite terminologies with women's health is eating for the three B's, or getting your nutrients for the three B's, which is bones, babies, and belly. Belly meaning your health or your disease later on in life. So across the board, women need to pay particular attention to calcium, vitamin D, folate, and iron. And there are others that can also go hand in hand with those other nutrients, but those are really the four main ones that come across on the three B's: the bones, the babies, and the belly.
That's very interesting. I like the way that's put. So it's the bone. What was the next one? So just so
bone,
our listeners can get
babies. So when women are at that childbearing age, or in pregnancy or lactation, that's another phase. And bellies, for the number one killer in America for women, is heart disease. So bellies attribute to anything, it will increase your risk for heart disease.
That is very interesting. I like the way you put that. Now, that's going to help a lot of the listeners. But when you're turning on the TV, when you're going through the magazines, again, as I was saying, you're getting hit with so many of these labels. What are women lacking the most? I mean, it seems like they're lacking so much that they just want to grab everything, and brands want to throw them everything. But which nutrients, minerals, and vitamins that are women lacking the most that they really should be going after? I know you mentioned the three B's, but are there others?
Okay, so basically, if you're eating a balanced diet, like with whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, you really don't need anything else, because America has so many nutrients in their diet that we really are not deficient anywhere. But if you are looking for a multivitamin, and you do have a balanced diet, I would not go above a multivitamin that has above 100% of the daily value for any of the nutrients. But for across the board, I would say the nutrients that are lacking would definitely be calcium, vitamin D, folate, and iron. Calcium, for sure, because a lot of people don't like to eat dairy products. They think it's full of fat, so they tend to avoid that group altogether. So if I were to pick one, I would say calcium.
Interesting. So in your profession, are you seeing, now you had mentioned a balanced diet, a healthy diet, and just to let you know a little about that, that's incorporating, like, say, 7 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. People are not getting that. Are you seeing that people, or females especially, your clients, are they maybe malnourished or not getting enough nutrients, or not even eating a balanced diet, that they need this?
Without a doubt, I definitely see across the board that women do not have enough fruits and vegetables, which is a whole slew of vitamins right there for folate and for iron. And also with the dairy products, like I said, the dairy is one thing that women tend to avoid all the time. So to get those nutrients, a supplement would be definitely advocated.
Now, mentioning back to calcium, is there any one particular brand of, or not even brand, but is it a 2%? Is it a 1%? Is it a skim? Is it the whole milk? People seem to be so scared of dairy. But is calcium a good, is milk a good source for the calcium, or should be going more for a supplement, especially for women?
Dairy products are definitely the best source. However, if you're lactose intolerant or want to avoid that dairy product altogether, if you're a vegan, there are definitely different sources. The best source to get calcium is through food itself. It's not through supplement. So eating the food will definitely be more beneficial to your body. So what do you do if you don't eat dairy or you don't like it or lactose intolerant? So there are things that you could go to, like white beans, black-eyed peas, canned salmon, sardines, just to name a few. And some dark green leafy vegetables, like a heavy hitter, would be kale. Kale and almonds as well. That's definitely a good source. But if you are going to supplement, the best supplements would be calcium carbonate, because that would be the most bioavailable. Mm-hmm. It has 40% elemental calcium in it, and the next most popular supplement would be a calcium citrate, which is about 20% elemental calcium, which is more bioavailable to your body, so your body absorbs it better.
And
but again, the food source is definitely the best for calcium.
That's what I was getting at. So if we're eating healthy, how do we know if we're eating healthy? I mean, women say, yes, I eat a salad for lunch. I have a salad sometimes for dinner. How do you know? Is it, do you have to go to get a blood test from a doctor? Is it going to see a registered dietitian like yourself? What can women
Absolutely.
Do in a sense to self-check if they know they're getting enough nutrients before going out and buying a vitamin?
Definitely go to the doctor, get a blood test. That's the best way to know. And the doctor can tell you a slew of if you're deficient in anything. And also going to see your registered dietitian. Once you get those results, to see a registered dietitian would be wonderful, because then we could analyze your diet, see what you're getting, what you're not getting, what you're lacking in, and how to improve it overall.
That's interesting. And I will say this, Andrea, so many people solicit nutritional advice. If it's not from a physician or a registered dietitian like yourself, do not take that nutritional advice. Also, with in terms of nutrition, does the supplement or does the nutritional needs change as women age?
Absolutely. They do change. It depending on what nutrient you're talking about and what stage of life, too. So older in life, if you're more concerned with anti-cancer or anti-heart disease, there's different kinds of nutrients you want to stay, you want to eat and keep in your diet at all times. So it really depends on your life stage, what's happening in your life at that time.
In terms of if you're pregnancy or menopause or getting into
your
senior ages?
Yes, pregnancy, menopause, yes.
Any final thoughts? We have about 30 seconds. Any final thoughts on supplements or nutrients for women that they should be incorporating that they're lacking?
Well, final thoughts would be definitely to go to a physician and to make sure that you're getting a blood test. Pulling something off the shelf and just having it is not a good idea. There's fat-soluble vitamins and water-soluble vitamins that will give you a toxicity no matter what if you take too many. So first is you have to know what you're lacking. And mm-hmm. second is to go see that registered dietitian and to get that food plan to make it just for you.
Andrea, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find out about you if they want to learn more about this?
On my Facebook page, it's Andrea Jopes, MSRD, and also you could reach me at Gmail at ajopesnutrition@gmail.com.
Andrea, thank you so much for joining us. To learn more about nutrients that every woman needs, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.